Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hello, Chicago!
You should sit. This is bad.
New day is on the horizon!
Ten 12. Happy Saturday, everybody. Pete McMurray in for John Williams. It's freezing downtown. I talked to Lou, and the big deal was I was going to get off the air at noon today and work on my lawn. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to have to wear a stocking cap. What is going on here? When does spring kick in? This is very disturbing. Very upsetting. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk Bears. Joe, you're familiar with number 46, Doug Plank, former Chicago Bear, one of the fiercest defensive backs to suit up for the Bears.
Of course.
Okay, he's going to join us at 10:35.
Excellent.
Plank called me probably a week ago at 10 o'clock at night. I talked to him for an hour. I couldn't go to bed until 12:30. I was so pumped up.
Of the draft or just talking to him?
About everything.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly, you know, you start talking to Plank. If anyone has ever talked to him, they know exactly what I'm talking about. He motivates you. I don't know what it is, but he starts talking. And it's like, oh, my God, I'm ready to go. I just want to go work out right now. I love Doug Plank. I loved him when he played, and he's going to join us at 10:35. Also, Pat Tomasulo, the host of Man of the People, will join us at 11:35 today. And Doma T, did I hear you say that it was Pay It Forward Day today?
It is Pay It Forward Day today.
So I started thinking, when was the last time I paid it forward? I mean, what was the last time you guys paid it forward?
The last time I paid it forward.
Everyone think about that. 312-981-7200. That's our phone line, also our text line, 312-981-7200. When was the last time you paid it forward?
I got my friend a job recently, which was pretty cool.
Wow.
Got my friend a job. That's a pretty big deal.
That is a big deal.
She's bilingual. My friend of mine worked at Chicago State University, said he needed someone who could speak Spanish to talk to some students and do some things. And I recommended her. And then, you know, usually you get the call back. Like, you know, thanks, I got the job,
right,
et cetera.
I owe you one. I appreciate it.
I didn't really get a call back. I think I tried to schedule a lunch or something. She said, I'm working. I'm like, oh, where are you working at now? Oh, yeah, I got that job. So it would have been nice to know.
Interesting.
You should be paying for lunch.
So no thanks, no thank you note, no email, no text, nothing?
It was a thanks, but it was delayed. But you don't do it for the thanks, Pete. I guess that's what they say. You don't do it for the thanks.
I'm trying to think the last time I paid it forward. I mean, I'm nice to people.
Do you pay it for it daily? Maybe you're an everyday type of guy.
Well, I'd like to think that I bring the happiness and energy wherever I go, but I don't know. I need to work on this.
Well, that's the idea. Today's the day to do it.
When was the last time you paid it forward? 312-981-7200. Joe, when was the last time you paid it forward?
I'm trying to think, and I hope this doesn't speak to who I am, but I think maybe last year when we got hit with some bad snow. I usually keep a shovel in my trunk of my car. Just because parking in the city, you never know when you're going to get caught.
Right.
And saw someone stuck in the middle of the street and pulled over, came out with the shovels, shoveled them out, let him go on his way.
I shoveled my neighbor's walk. Does that count?
Definitely.
Well, mark me down for that because I did that too then.
Okay. I used to mow my neighbor's lawn at my old house last year.
That is a big deal.
Because,
that works.
Because it bothered me that they would never cut their lawn, so I used to cut their lawn for them.
How often?
Every time I cut my lawn, I cut their lawn. Because they would let it go weeks, and I'm like, I got it. I got this. Let me edge it, too. I used to edge their lawn. I love doing lawn work. It's, you know, it's like meditation for me.
Isn't that why they say not to feed the animals at the park? Because then they're not going to go and search food on their own?
Of course. But that's really not paying it forward. It just bugged me that their lawn looked horrible. So I tried to fix up their lawn. Then I started seeding it, and then I moved.
That's a good caveat. Like, does the reason matter?
I don't know.
I
paid it forward. I took care of it. They didn't have to do it, right?
I don't think the reason matters as long as you do a good deed.
Yes!
Yeah, Domati, I think you got your friend a job just because you were tired of spotting her.
trying to clear myself here. You caught me, Joe.
How have you paid it forward? 312-981-7200. Elise, happy Saturday. How'd you pay it forward?
I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm a teacher. I stop there every day in Fairfield on my way to school. And on a Wednesday a couple weeks ago, I said to the guy, pay for the next, I'm paying for the next person. It's hump day. Tell him happy hump day. And when we got out, I wasn't looking for the guy, but he actually pulled next to me and just waved to me, you know, held up his coffee as to say thank you.
Okay. I like that. Dunkin' Donuts, paying for the person next to you. Thank you, Elise. 312-981-7200. That counts. All right. I like it. Let's go to Bob. B.O.B. Bob in Indiana. Bob, how'd you pay it forward?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was 16 years old living in Evanston.
That doesn't count.
Right, I was walking down Main Street.
All right, go ahead.
Heading for B&G to get breakfast.
Yeah.
A black sedan pulls over to the curb. Chauffeur gets out of the car, walks up to me and says, here's $10, go get breakfast. I said, I'm good. You know, I work, I got money. I'm just going in here. He goes, no, you got to take the 10. I said, I'm good. He had the guy in the back seat says, you're going to take the 10. I'm like, okay. So I took the 10. But ever since that day, I have been paying it forward. It's like I see somebody needs a couple bucks, it's here.
How old are you, Bob?
66.
66. So 50 years ago, somebody hands you $10 that you didn't want to take, and you've been paying it forward ever since.
I'm in for thousands, man.
Thousands. Okay. Why did you refuse it? You're 16. I would have taken the 10 bucks.
I was working. I had money. I didn't need it.
Okay.
You know, I was okay.
All right. Bob's been paying it forward. Thank you, Bob. Bob sounds very serious.
Yeah, he's a serious guy.
When I was 16, somebody offered me 10 bucks and I said no. I didn't know where that was going for a second. Steve, you're on WGN. Hi, how'd you pay it forward?
I went to a grocery store, which you have to put a quarter in a cart, and I came around and I did my shopping, and an elderly woman came out, but the quarter was already in there, so somebody had already paid that forward. I let the elderly woman have the cart. I went out to my truck, loaded everything up, and there was another elderly lady there, helped her load that up. Then I went and bought a lottery ticket, and I won $500.
Look at that! Man, that's called the karma train right there. I like it, Steve. The moral of the story is you help old people, you win the lottery. I like it. My wife just sent me a text. Last night, my son, who's 12, had his first dance ever, and we worked the door. It was 8 to 10 Catholic schools in the city at this dance last night, and it was just crazy, and it cost $20 to get in, which I thought was a little steep, but, you know, it all goes to the Catholic schools. Okay, I get it. And a girl forgot her money, and she was panicked. And I said, you know what? Just between us, go on in. Everything's fine. That counts, right? Does that count?
It does.
Okay.
That counts. All I right. have to check with the judges. I think that counts.
Wait a second. We're the judges.
They're in the text line here. The judges are here.
Yes, that works. 312-981-7200. Today is Pay It Forward Day. How are you going to pay it forward today, and how have you? Chris in Schaumburg. Chris, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I paid it forward yesterday by buying a jar of pickles for the man next to me in Walmart. That's all he was buying. He nearly passed out that I was going to buy his pickles. Was he
in front of you or behind you?
He was behind me. I had like $150 worth of purchase, and he was waiting with a jar of pickles. And when I went to put the card in, I said, oh, throw his pickles on there.
I love it.
Because, you know... So it was sweet just to see his face, like, and he goes, after the day I've had, you don't know how much that means, which was very nice.
Wow. For
pickles. But the funny one was last August, I went to a fast food Toussaint to get milkshakes. It was a hot night, so my husband and I wanted a milkshake. And there was an older gentleman behind me. He had to be in his 80s, I would think. So as I got to the counter, to the drive-thru, I said, my bill was $5. I said, oh, you know, I'd like to get the gentleman behind me, thinking he's getting a milkshake or something. And they said, really? And I said, sure, I want to do something nice. His bill was $27.49. So I had to eat it, you know, but I drove, and I don't like to see, I like to do it randomly.
Right.
So I put that away. I don't need the validation. But I drove home feeling so ecstatic that this guy, perhaps on a fixed income, was going to get food with grandkids. And here it was paid. It was just really, there's an excitement about doing that.
Right. It makes you feel good. Good for you, Chris.
It really does.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Today is Pay It Forward Day. How have you or how are you paying it forward today? 312-981-7200. Pete McMurray in for John Williams. It's 720 WGN. WGN 1026, Saturday morning, talking about today is Pay It Forward Day. How are you paying it forward? Let's go to Tim in Oak Lawn. Tim, how are you paying it forward, or how have you?
Good morning, guys. Love the show. It's a beautiful day in Chicago. I'm a cab driver. We don't make a lot of money. I always give a free fare once a week to stay humble. No matter the fare, no matter the distance, it could be a student, an elderly person. That's what I do. I have to do it to remain humble.
How do you decide? Do you decide ahead of time today at 2 o'clock I'm going to do this?
Conversation. If someone doesn't talk, I see they're having a bad day or something, or we start talking, or I, you know, just hit it off with them, I just go, you know what, fair's on me.
I love
that. Doesn't matter the price. And my boss, at first, on my sheet at the end of the day, he said, what's freebie? I go, that's my free ride for the day. And he thinks I'm crazy. I'm like, nope, I have to do it. I have to do it.
So do you pay for that, or does the cab company?
Yes, I pay for it, out of my pocket.
Got it. Thank you, Tim. That's awesome. I love it. Let's go to Janice. Janice in Lombard. Janice, how have you paid it forward, or how do you?
I paid for a group of firefighters' food at the Jewel. You know, maybe it was like $30, but, you know, I thought someday they might be at my house.
I love when you take care of first responders. I just love it. Good for you, Janice.
And you know what he said to me? No one has ever done that before.
Well, you're kidding.
I was shocked. He gave me a hug. He goes, no one has ever done that for us before.
I've bought a cop a cup of coffee at Starbucks before, but I've never bought groceries for firefighters. That's pretty impressive. I love
it. Well, it was, you know, $30, $35. Italian sausage. I just remember that.
Italian sausage, of course. They're going to make it at the firehouse. Janice, have a great weekend.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Joe and McHenry. How are you paying it forward today, Joe? Or have you?
Hey, how are you?
Good,
how
man.
How are you doing today? I was at a gas station, and I don't typically like telling people that I do this just because I'm not doing it for any other reason than to help the person. But I think it's important that people get on this train and do this. You get more out of it yourself than what you're doing for the person. But anyway, I was at this gas station, and this woman walked up to me, and she said, do you have some change I can have? And I initially said no. You know, I just... So she got in her car, and I'm pumping my gas, and I look around she's right next to me. I look around the pump, and she's crying in her car. And I was like, I said to her, are you okay? She goes, I'm having a really rough time right now because I just came back home from Texas. And it just kind of struck me funny. And I said, do you need some gasoline? She said, yeah, I really do. I don't even have enough to get out of this parking lot. So I got done pumping, and I filled her gas tank for her. And
wow.
In all honesty, it made me feel a lot better. I got more out of it than she did.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And it's true. So,
you know, we live in Chicago, and I'm always weary about people asking for money or, you know, I came from Texas, I don't have a dime. But, yes, that sounded like she really needed help. And good for you for doing
that.
I knew
she did. So, but thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend. And let's go to Joanne. Joanne, how'd you pay it forward?
Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
I did it for Lent. I could not make the connection. I'm giving something up, so I decided to pay it forward for 40 days. The list is endless. When I run out of stuff, I would always go to the obituary column and read about somebody's life and where they wanted donations sent to. So I've sent them to veterans mean a lot to me. Honor Flight, Wounded Warrior.
Sure.
USO, Illinois AMVET. Every day I did something, including crawling under a bathroom stall to help a lady get out of the bathroom. But I just wanted to add what I got back in return. There were nuns that I was taught by at Felician Nuns. Somebody died. I sent a donation. Everybody sent me such a grateful letter. There was a young boy crossing the railroad tracks over here at Taft High School with headphones on. He passed away. I wrote a note to the family. The heartfelt notes, the thank yous, and the last one I'll leave you with was WTTW ran a special about Liz Dozier, principal of Fanger High School.
Sure.
I sent her $100. She said, "You don't know what this did. This changed a kid's life because that was the application fee for him to get into college." Paying it forward, I'm telling you, comes back to you tenfold.
I agree.
It's a beautiful thing. I wish I could do it every day of my life.
Well, you can, Joanne. Just keep doing what you're doing.
I try. What a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. That's awesome, man. She almost brought me to tears. She started tearing up. She did that for Lent for 40 days. I gave up pizza. Wow. Now I'm feeling bad about myself. Joe, you're on WGN. Hi.
It wasn't Joe. It's Bob.
Bob, B-O-B. Go ahead, Bob.
I was in a hamburger place. Our three grandchildren were with us. My wife was there. That's Grandma. And I was standing in line behind a soldier and his two daughters. And I told the, I signaled to the cashier that I would pay their dinner. I bought their dinner. And he was thankful. He was very happy. He was in fatigues. He was Desert Storm. And I went back to the table with the food for my family because they were waiting for me there. And we ate our lunch and we're talking. And the soldier comes over and says, "I want to thank you so much for what you did. My daughters appreciate it."
God, I love it.
That's okay. I said, "Thank you for your service." Now my grandchildren said, "Papa, what was that about?" I said, "I just helped somebody. I just did something nice."
That's what it's all about, man, and you're teaching kids to do that too. I love it, Bob. Have a great weekend.